The SsangYong Motor Company filed for bankruptcy protection and halted production at all of its plants last Tuesday, as a South Korean court froze its assets, concerned that parts manufacturers would not get paid. South Korea's fifth biggest automaker has been struggling with falling sales, dropping by 53% in December, mirroring a 13% drop in sales of all South Korean vehicles. Analysts say its Chinese owner, the Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation, and the country's biggest, is willing to let the firm fail, as it itself deals with falling demand for new cars. Jeff Boyd is head of the Korean Automotive Research Division of investment firm CLSA.
There may be more chapters to the story yet. I mean, certainly the Korean government is still trying to put pressure on SAIC to continue to invest in the company, and we can't rule out that scenario entirely, but the fact that they've allowed it to go into receivership is certainly a bad sign, because obviously any automaker who's known to be in receivership, that's going to create a downward spiral among customers in terms of their perception and whether they're going to want to buy a car from that company. So it's going to create a bit of a downward spiral just on domestic car sales.
China's SAIC bought SsangYong for its technology and links to the esteemed German car brand Mercedes-Benz.
It emerged in the 90s as mainly an SUV maker, and it's got its name tying up with Mercedes-Benz, and they did have some technologies. And I think even at one point in the early 90s, they actually used the Mercedes logo on their vehicles in Korea, which was also help their status.
The Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation is the biggest car maker in China. Why did the SAIC need to go to South Korea for technology?
The thought by SAIC was SsangYong does have a history in the SUV side. A lot of their technology was originally borrowed, of course, and technology licenses with Mercedes, and some of it was older technology, but at least in some areas, they were ahead of SAIC.
It's this technological drive which sent SsangYong parts buyers to the Australian town of Albury, on the New South Wales and Victoria border, population 50,000. A small components manufacturer there makes advanced six-speed gearboxes for its South Korean customer. As SsangYong fails, the Assistant General Secretary of the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union's Vehicle Division, David Smith, jumped on a plane to save the jobs of 350 workers. Speaking from the Albury factory, the union boss says this butterfly effect, where a ruling in a South Korean court can take the job of an Australian factory worker, is happening the world over.
The component industry tends to work on volume, small margins. And obviously, if you take those volumes out of the industry, then, you know, it seriously impacts on them. And where you might normally get one company which is, not doing so well in the marketplace, it'll generally be balanced up by another that is. And if you've got multiple contracts, with these companies, most of them are able to find their way through some of these issues. But at the moment, we have a global crisis. We have, a very depressed local industry, plus we have a depressed global industry as well, and it's all compacting to make life very difficult.
Like all industrialised countries, Australia is propping up its car-making industry in tough economic times, but also making sure it stays ahead of the technological curve for when the good times return.
They've recently announced late last year, a $6.2 billion program, which helps the industry. It helps develop technology towards a green car.
How do you expect something like the fifth largest automaker in Korea, as that goes into receivership, which impacts the largest automaker in China, what do you believe the immediate effects might be over the next few weeks in Australia?
Look, we're just going to have to sit back and watch that very closely. It's really about making sure that anyone affected in Australia will be properly protected from any of the impacts.
Korean Automotive Research Chief Jeff Boyd says China's SAIC in letting SsangYong fail is a sad but not unexpected sign of the times.
People are going to go back a bit more into their shell, and they're not going to be certainly as aggressive as they might have been a couple years ago when it looked like the good times were never going to end. Now, I don't think the Chinese right now are looking to acquire brands or other things. I think they're looking to sort of focus on their core operations and conserving cash.
Just as the repercussions flowed last week, China's State Council announced a $1.5 billion rescue package for its car makers. It remains to be seen if any of that yuan flows back to country Australia.